Marathon is back. October 19 to 31. Subscribe to Help Sydney Thrive, 2ser.com.
G'day, what can I get you?
Oh, hi, I was wondering if we could get some fresh tunes.
Yes.
Something smooth and tasty?
I'll see what I can do.
Oh, do you have anything spicy?
I reckon we can find something like that.
And to finish it off, how about something sweet and light?
Easy, no worries.
And could you please make it all Australian?
Of course. This is a tuck shop, after all.
The Tuck Shop is the place to visit for all of your tasty, homegrown new music.
From smooth to spicy.
From crunchy to sweet.
The Tuck Shop has got you covered. And best of all, it's fresh and made right here.
So come and wind down your weekend with us, Mick and Tara, at 5 o'clock every Sunday arvo on 2SER.
The Tuck Shop. Aussie music just like you remember it.
It's Mick Rad.
What can I say? I'm a collector.
That's disgusting. Wow.
Hi.
Do you keep them in plastic? That's what I want to know. Like, you know, the really expensive ones.
Named and dated, right?
Across the park. To some, it is three words in a row. To others, it is an overused cliche. And to even more others, it's a radio program. And today, or tonight, depending on where you are, or tomorrow, if you have accidentally stepped into a wormhole moving you 24 hours into the future, it is that, the radio show, of which I will be talking to you about, if you are listening. Good after evening to you all, my closest acquaintances. My name is insert name here, and it is both my honour and privilege and honour to introduce a show that has now reached a century. To use a cricket analogy, to reach 100 while batting means you are playing well. To reach 100 while bowling means you probably got little to no idea what you were doing. And it is there, today, that we find ourselves tonight. As Vincent van Gogh would say, if he were still alive and could speak English, lend me your ear as we, like a disgruntled watchmaker, turn back the clock and look at some of the highlights from the past 100 episodes.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Mick.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Mick.
Hi, Gabby.
Okay, well, now that the...
Ha 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 ha. Oh my, what good times. Finally, a large thank you must go out to the radio station which broadcast the show, SER, or 2SER for short, without whom Joel, Gabby and Mick would be forced to sit elsewhere to talk about absolutely nothing. And now, for the 100th time, I give to you Over the Park. Across the Mark. Over the Mark? What's it called?
The most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studio.
This is a great show.
Across the Park, 2SER.
100th episode remix.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Gummy ball.
Let's not do this.
Testicles. Hello and welcome to Across the Park for the 100th time. And my God, we don't look it, do we? We are a bunch of stunners. Easy 6.5s out of 10s. We are gorgeous. Mega Average Babes, I think, is another way to put us. Yes, that's right. If you haven't already been able to tell, this is our 100th episode. We are into the triple digits. But what is this show? Well, it's called Across the Park, or ATP for short, or A the P for something a little more confusing. And it may seem like I'm the only one here, but alas, I host it with two others, of whom I'm going to get to shortly. I just need a little bit more time being the centre of attention. A the P is a sports show, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let me introduce the others. First up is a man who's closer to 100 than the rest of us. It's Mick Rad.
Yeah, you'll all catch up one of these days. How you going, guys?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
In the same vicinity.
I'm so happy about this.
Yes.
Because not only do I get Joel all to myself in one nice little studio, but there's a huge glass barrier and you're in the other studio, so I don't get your gross old man germs anywhere near me.
Wow. Look,
I'll just cover myself in antibacterial wipes. It'll be fine.
No. Well, this is very exciting.
It is.
Not only have we hit 100 episodes, but this is the first time that all three of us are sitting in a studio, or two studios, together in, I think, 4 months.
What are we? March, Six. April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Seven.
Seven. So, and the other main really exciting thing for me is that now I'm using a professional microphone and I'm so excited to hear what my voice sounds
you
like.
You sound fantastic.
I've forgotten. Can we get
I'm
back
just going to crack a beer while...
That didn't happen. That's
The station director, if you're listening
great
to this,
sound
that,
effect,
that was just a fake sound. That
Joel has these buttons you wouldn't believe.
Like this one.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that one.
That was
one
good.
Of my favourite. Hey, I haven't even introduced you yet. Also, here is a woman who, in our 100th episode, I get to introduce for the 26th time. It's Gabby Morris.
You have that fun. Oh, good. Yeah, it's no mystery. I have a compromised immune system, so have missed a lot of the ATP episodes. But also, I think the best ones were the ones that I was there. So no need to look
That's
back
right.
through the archives. If you don't say my name, continue on. But yeah, running joke. You tease the person with the compromised immune system, blah, blah,
you
blah.
You have to.
It is funny.
I tease Meg, I tease you.
It's funny. You're sick all the time. Not today, mother.
I'm actually quite happy with this setup. I'm
sorry.
I'm
really excited.
I know no
great.
One cares because they're
can't
at home.
They can't see. But I mean, most of you who listen, all of our fans, have been listening to us two in the studio, me in Zoom or whoever's in Zoom, and it's just a mess. Like last week, I mean the week before. You record an episode and you forget to press record. And so then, you know, I'm in bed with the microphone trying to do it via Zoom. So this is really exciting to finally be back in a radio studio doing what we do best.
Yes. Well.
Making shitty content.
So, yes, we're here.
We can just do this all day and just talk about how it's 100 episode and we'll get to the end of the show and we'll go, oh, that was 100.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I really feel like...
No, I've got a surprise.
You have a surprise as well.
What? Yeah. You haven't told us about a surprise.
Sexy girls with champagne are coming in 15 minutes.
Really?
Damn it, I just spoiled the surprise.
Excellent.
Remind me to give you all my secrets.
Okay, I'll remind you.
All right. Look, how do we do this? We should have talked about this off air. Rather than right now.
As prepared as we are, 100 episodes in, we're still not prepared.
We normally, now we get into the content section of the show.
Yep.
So let's do that.
Content.
And then after that, maybe we'll reminisce.
I feel like content and reminiscing are going to be
okay.
In one.
I'm not going to agree to disagree with you in front of everyone. So, I mean, I am. I am going to do that.
Oh, that's fair.
I am going to agree to disagree.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to agree with you is what I'm trying to say.
What? I'm not sure. content. Gabby, welcome back. You weren't here last week.
Yep. How'd you go without me?
Good.
How'd you didn't bloody even utter my name? You didn't even tell the famous person that I existed.
We had Justin Hamilton
on. Which is stupid.
Yeah, it was three guys having a yak about, you know, Batman and Joel.
Oh,
what's
God.
His name?
Well, I haven't listened,
no, the other guy,
so it doesn't sound interesting.
Chris Nolan.
Talked a lot about Chris Nolan.
Yeah, and NBA finals.
Mm. Yeah.
Gabby, sounds who's shit. Gabby? We didn't even talk about Gabby.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Boring.
Yeah. boring.
Yeah, I had a week off. It was really nice not to talk to you guys, see you guys.
You just didn't even, like, we could see that you didn't even see our messages. It's like you ignored
the
whole
chat. No, I went away
chat.
And I went up the coast and I didn't look at my phone or my computer. I looked a little bit at my phone. That's not lying. But I didn't look at my computer or really engage with my phone the whole time. And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And then I thought that I had actually taken that Tuesday. So I had that public holiday on the Monday and I thought that I'd taken the Tuesday off too. So I was still up the coast 5 hours up north. Then I get a message from my boss, hey, you in that 9 a.m. meeting. And I was at the beach going, oh, I didn't take this day of leave. Fuck. So like still, I'm just covered in sand and salt. Just like just jump into this Zoom meeting, put like a virtual background on.
Oh, the wonder of
like,
technology.
You know, 15 minutes later or whatever, and then it's just like, boom, laptop, Zoom meetings, phone calls, da-da-da-da, and it's like just everything had washed away.
Yeah.
Like all of that, you know, digital cleanse had
just,
gone.
Like, I think that it just means that in no way are we ever going to escape.
No, this is anything. It's not possible.
No, it sucks.
Yeah. Anyway, I had a fantastic time in the ocean, chilling out, okay. Doing not much. I played tennis actually quite a bit and lawn bowls.
Wow,
so that was pretty sporty.
Barefoot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not AstroTurf. It was like a fake green kind of like carpet. High speed. So just that's just a bit of a tip from me. Really pull back that energy when you want to go in for a nice little curve.
It's
on
not
that
like 10-pin bowling where you just do
just
like...
bang it down.
Bang it down.
No.
No bumpers.
No. No, one of those like metal things that you put the ball at the top and then it slides down. I did ask for one, but he said no. Nah.
That would be so great at lawn bowls.
I think they do have them in lawn bowls. Like for,
really?
For disabled people.
Don't.
Like they have these like the automatic ramp things that you do, like 10-pin bowling. Same.
Well, there you go.
No, because you need... Oh, I guess. No, yep, sorry. Yep, okay, cool.
You don't that's have good. To spin it. I mean, it's still spin because it's got the weight on it.
Yeah, you choose the small side on
yeah.
the... Which was interesting because, yeah, it's not... It is a good sport.
I like it. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I've only played it once and I did have a good time, so...
You did or no, you did?
No, I did.
Oh,
did.
You did.
Yeah.
Were you with anyone or...?
I was with my brother.
Cute. Quite an interesting game to play by yourself. Which, you know, pretty boring.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it would be. What's the point? It's not a solo game.
No.
Wow.
Woo.
Yeah, we've been doing this for 100 episodes. well, what's been happening with you? We spoke to you, Gab. What's been happening with you, Mick?
Oh, I rolled my ankle.
It's the most classic thing I've ever heard.
What? I did. I rolled
if
my ankle.
If we were so able to just quickly go through all the episodes, there's been so many times you're like, oh, I was running to the train and I hurt my knee. Or I've had a nap and I hurt my back.
Well, as we know, I am closer to 100 than all of you. So apparently it happens more often.
Apparently it does.
But, you know, we played a team in five-a-side soccer, which is the only sport thing I do right now, apart from walking around the
ball. That's great. That's
and
good.
We played this team that, like, there was one guy, the goalie, who would get the ball, and he could seriously just dribble past the whole team and score the goal. And
That's a wanker move.
But he did it a couple of times.
Yeah,
the thing is, he's a really nice guy. And
a wanker bit.
But he
come
knew.
On, just admit he's a little bit of a wanker.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Yeah, you called him a wanker.
But he could do it every time if he wanted to, but he didn't. Like, he's not as big a wanker as he could have been because he could have just dribbled past the whole team every single time.
That's maybe more of a wanker. Like, he could have done something more, but he held back a little bit just to show you that he's not that much of a wanker. I think that's more wanky.
Yeah.
Maybe. We lost 7-2.
Did you set up any goals?
No.
Oh, are you falling back now?
So I rolled my ankle just after half time, so I was off half the game. But I'm okay. Thanks, guys.
What was the score at half time? What was the score at half time?
It was like 4-0.
So they scored without you?
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, that's really going to bring your stats down.
I think we've got one in each half.
Does it put injuries on your stats as well?
No, fortunately.
There is a wanker dial, though. There is a wanker meter. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Sydney Social Soccer do wanker meters. It is needed in any type of social sport where men play, for sure.
Look, it's true in mixed sports. Often the women play the sports and find that the guys are not giving them enough the ball, right? And it can happen. And I feel like it's pretty good in social soccer and that everyone is making that effort to share around. You know, so it's not just the guys going out there and having a game against each other.
It's not just the sharing, though. It's like the aggro, I'm going to use my body, not my skill, to try and win this game, and I think that's it, you know. Yeah. Or showing off, a little showing off. A bit boring, you know.
Well, we got to plump our chests.
True. Tweak your nipples, pump your chest, all that stuff. Twing, twing.
I'm in my own space here. I can do what I want.
Right? Yeah, you fully can.
We could, still can see you, though.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We need a curtain.
All those shirts, like from the shirt up, we can
that's
see
all,
you.
That's
hoping
enough.
You're wearing pants.
Don't give anyone any visuals. How are you, Joel?
You got a zip sound there.
Yeah, I'm okay. I've just recovering from a COVID test, which is my first. I lost
no brain fluid. You did hear about Hey. What happened in America?
No, what happened?
A lady got a COVID test and brain fluid came out.
Oh, no.
Of her nostrils. No.
A little bit too far.
They kept putting the thing in.
It's really rare. It's because she had a disorder and it's like it's not
one
never
way to find out.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, poor thing. Yeah, so I did that. But I, last weekend, and quite really worried about doing this show this week, lost my voice completely. I sounded like...
I think you sounded sexy.
Thank you.
Settle Don't you reckon?
Down, settle down. No,
I didn't.
No one thinks that.
And I, my mum does.
Oh God.
No,
like, only you would say something like that.
What am I saying? So I lost my voice, but yeah, by the time I did that intro, it had come back a little bit. But over the weekend, I sounded like I was going through puberty. It was this horrible, like,
oh, so like a lot squeaky, of, like, yeah.
I have
down.
To talk to my manager.
Yeah, I have to get my manager. A lot of words coming and go like up and down, and it was just quite a mess. So that's how sporty I've been this week. Thanks for asking.
Glad you made it. Imagine if we did the 100th episode without you.
Hey.
We wouldn't have done it. You and I would not have got our shit together and done anything.
No chance.
We would have just gone, should we go to the pub to celebrate?
Just play last week's again.
Yeah, we'll just play last week's. No, no.
Which reminds me, Gabby, because you told me, sorry to anyone who's gone on to listen to last week as a podcast and has heard a much older episode. Not sure what happened. I think it's fixed now. You can hear Justin Hamilton. The end.
Thanks.
That's to all our mums.
Yes. Okay, so we are at 100th episode. We keep saying it. Like we used to say, we've won multi awards because that's what we've done.
And that's a fact.
Yeah.
That's not us mucking around.
No, no
way. That's serious business.
Yeah.
We have won 2 awards.
Multi.
A Logie. And
an Emmy.
What's an Emmy? I was like, what's another fancy one?
It doesn't get much fancy.
We've won 2 of the highest, what do you say?
Awards.
Reputable.
Yes.
Awards in the biz.
Oh, absolutely.
2SER's Christmas Party Award, pretty much.
Yeah, still an award.
And the CBAA, which all of you obviously would know, which is the Community Broadcasting Association. Association?
Yeah. Yes.
Which actually does a lot for community radio. And we won the best sporting program in Australia because there's only one.
That's right.
No, how many were there? 2.
No, there were 3 nominations.
3.
And congratulations to the other nominees. That's what you're supposed to say, Gab.
Oh, God. They're not listening. Nobody is. We beat them. We got to be fucking confident, cocky about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have been
it's for community
for
radio.
Pretty much a whole
bloody
year now.
Ball busting, like cutthroat environment.
Look, as it's our 100th episode, we thought through the week, we left our little across the park Nokia 5110 on silent so people could ring in leave us messages. And I've got it set up here.
It was hot. I felt it. That Nokia was hot.
Yeah, but no battery loss.
No.
Unbelievable. We didn't even know we had it.
No
GPS either.
I thought you were eating hot chips, Mick, and I got really jealous.
So, yeah, what, shall we listen to the messages?
Mm.
Might as well.
Sure.
Let's have a listen.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mick, Gabby and Joel. It's Nick, your self-appointed UK superfan. Congrats on hitting 100 episodes of Across the Park and your many awards. Keep sporty. You know how I'm a super fan and all that. What I meant to say was, stay sporty.
Hola, mi nombre es Eric. Yo soy el presidente de fútbol del país. Happy birthday. Happy 100th birthday. Congratulations to Gabby, Joel and Mick. And epic stuff.
Jolly, it's Murray. I need help. I need your professional advice. Judy and I, we're trying to, doing our best to stay out of a coffin.
Well, I might.
Happy 100.
He might stay out of a coffin, but I'll be here for a few years, darling. Love you. Love you very much. I don't know what to say.
Hi there, this is Tessita Jocelyn. I just want to give a quick shout out to Across the Park, who just reached their 100th episode. Whoop, whoop. Not only is this an awesome radio show that sometimes talks about sport and sometimes talks about a lot of other random stuff, it just keeps us so entertained, and I'm absolutely enamored with Gabby, Joel and Mick, and it was such a pleasure to be a guest, and hopefully they have me back one day. Until then, keep listening. Bye.
Oh,
happy 100 episodes on radio shows. I'm in the bath, by the way.
Love you.
Hello, Across the Park. It's Nina Oyama calling to say happy 100th birthday. I hope you enjoy your letter from the Queen. Congratulations on kicking all those goals. That's meant to be a sports metaphor and a regular metaphor. Okay, signing out. Happy birthday. See you later. Bye.
Hi, guys. Alice here from Byron Bay, listening from my off-grid tiny home. I prefer to listen from boats in Antarctica, but, you know, COVID. I may not sound like your target audience, but that's the best thing about your weird show. Anyone can listen to you guys rambling on. Thanks for all the good times and congrats on 100 episodes.
Hello, I'm Martin, the 2SER station manager. You may be wondering why I'm popping up on a sports show. Well, I once scored a hat-trick for the Northcote Dragons against Forest Hill in the Auckland Under-12 soccer competition, possibly around 1987. And I'm also a proud squad member of the Troy Horse Ducks cricket team, despite not actually stepping onto the field since about 2017. But shout-outs to the Blind Bat competition. Long may it live. Anyway, enough about me. I'm here to wish Across the Park congratulations on notching a century of episodes on the 2SER scorecard. A century is a cherished moment in the innings of any radio program and should be savoured. Now, as listeners, and as I hope you are a fan of this program, what you hear is the result of a lifetime of preparation and training, not just in skill development and technique, but all facets of life. Mental preparation, health and well-being, and the development and execution of complex program delivery strategies. Joel, Gabby and Mick, as a team, you have performed exceptionally well, especially this year in difficult circumstances. I am proud to occasionally take credit for your achievements, which, as we know, because you won't stop talking about it, that Best Sports Show Award at the 2019 CBAA Community Broadcasting Awards. But guys, I hope you keep up the concentration and push on. Keep this partnership going, eh? We could declare more sometime before tea on the fourth day of the test and start that push for victory. You've got it in your sights. Go for it.
Much like your attempt to be very sporting on a sports show, I just tried to be funny in my congratulatory speech. And it failed miserably. But in all seriousness, Mick, Gabby and Joel, well done on 100 episodes. Here's to 100 and one more for the Across the Park, the least sportiest sporty show in existence from T. As ever, your fan and also still bitter. Still bitter. You know what you did.
100 shows. Love you.
Hey, it's Goxie. Just want to say congratulations to Across the Park on 100 legendary episodes. Thanks for covering sport. We all love sport. We love to watch it. Love to see the champions and also the ones who don't quite make it. On your legends. Keep it coming.
There you go.
Whoa.
Oh,
a lot
so
of
nice.
Scripted family members there. And like one like really obvious, hey mate, could you reckon you give me a reference on my resume? Like a really like Martin just like pulling in all the stops there. Thank
I
you,
reckon.
Martin. Wow.
Our boss.
Bossy I know, boss. The boss. We've got the boss ringing up.
It's like we're trying to convince the listeners that we're really good by getting our boss to be like, anyway, they're really good. CV.
Add it up to the LinkedIn page.
I feel like Martin used to listen to us a lot and then he just sort of dropped off.
We used to get bloody emails from him going, you guys are the best, yeah. And then nothing. So he's,
Martin, if you're out there.
We still love you.
We still love you. Come on the show.
Oh, yeah. Please come on the show.
We've had like a plethora of diverse guests on the show.
We've been very lucky.
We've had a neuroscientist who talked about severe concussions, Sarah Helliwell, she was amazing. We've had Tessa Jocelyn, home and away actor and environmentalist, very interesting too. We've had a world record holder, Georgie Rowe, for rowing.
In a car. In a car at Macca's.
In a car getting drunk on the side of the road. That was her. And she was a professional athlete. We've had Australian handball captain.
Oh, Emma Kinyo, sorry.
That's it. And we've had Paralympian Jenny Blow,
yeah.
Who plays goalball, which was amazing. And we've had comedians Nidia Oyama, Goxie, Dane Simpson.
Yeah,
we've had the Australian
Danny Johnson from SBS.
Oh, underwater rugby team.
Underwater rugby team. Yeah.
And that's just the first 100. You wait until the next 100.
Boom.
The same guest.
It's pretty amazing.
And Gabby now and then.
Gabby's been one of my favourite guests, I think.
I like to pepper myself throughout the year because, like, that's what really hooks people in, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. All right. Well, there's, less than 5 minutes of the show to go.
Oh, my God.
Do we do a little bit of, like, a really fast sports rundown?
Yeah. Why would we?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Because people rely on the sport coverage that we're
asking for a friend.
Go on.
Okay. AFL and NRL are in their finals.
Wow. that was actually legit. I was trying to be enthusiastic.
Mixed teams playing this weekend, the Eels.
Yes.
Who's playing tonight? Commander Waders. Waders.
The Canberra Waders are playing the Sydney Woosters.
Yep.
Yeah, it could be an interesting game. Is it a grand final replay from last year?
Is it a grand final tonight?
No, grand final replay. The two teams that were in the grand final last year.
Oh, it's not a live game.
Oh, we won't
Martin,
let him play.
I swear to God, I did preparation.
We're just going to push play on the final last year and just pretend that's the final game. No one will notice.
Jeez, there's a lot more people than
I'm genuinely confused now. What are you talking about?
They call it a replay because it's the same teams playing each other.
Oh, okay. Well, don't be so patronising. Most of the people that listen to 2SCR know nothing about sport, so let's be fucking clear.
Okay, sorry.
That's not giving you much credit, Gabby. Come on.
Who?
The audience.
What audience? Our mums. We know that our mums don't know anything about sport. Come on. All right. Next.
I would love to say some more, but my computer's frozen. Women's cricket, after winning the T20 Series 2-1 over New Zealand, the women's Aussie team continued their dominance with a 3-0 whitewash in the one-day international matches. They are now on record-equaling one-day international streak. So...
Mick, are you all right?
My headphones are screwed, so I keep on having to hold the cable to make it works.
Oh, I can use my finger to move the screen.
Meg Lanning, legend.
Meg Lanning has scored. She's now the highest rated player in or batter in the game. Karting. We never talk about karting.
What?
Go-karting. There was a go-karting race. It's either the FIA Karting World Championships or FIA. I don't care. This guy got knocked off the road.
Like a billy cart?
Yeah, like those little go-karts. And it's like a professional world championship
with
thing.
Petrol engine.
Yeah.
Oh.
And there's a great video. He crashes, he gets his bumper, runs onto the... And there's...
And
goes
runs
so fast and tries to find the guy and throw it at him. Misses. And then beats him up later. It's incredible.
What? How we knew that go-karting was so bloody interesting?
Who would have thought? Okay. I want to say it's game time. And I suppose it's game time. Because this is our 100th episode. And I thought I'd do something a little bit
We're
different.
We're still doing games.
Oh. How well do you know each episode?
Good. Good.
So
I
every week this show obviously gets podcasted as well. So there's podcast listeners and we name each episode after something that gets said during the episode. That's how the name comes
about. Oh, is
that
how you do it?
Yeah. So I'll start the title and you have to finish it. Ready? This one was called When Were You?
Like, this is terrible. We don't look back at our old episodes.
I don't think I've actually even listened to our old episodes.
Ordained. Bread rolls for?
Mum. Dad.
No,
days.
I don't know.
A bunch of?
Dickheads?
Chumps.
Close. That was close.
I think I'm allergic to?
Oh, prawns. No, you. I'm allergic to Mick.
Exercise.
Oh, I actually am.
There's no shame in the slow?
Game.
Burner?
Lane.
Lane.
He was about swimming. I'm not the capital of?
Peru.
Canberra.
Iceland.
So
we
game.
Actually might need to think about the strategy of our podcast name.
Continuous?
Lethargy.
Penis?
What?
Country.
You had to. I feel like you always have to put a penis somewhere country. In every episode.
He can't help himself.
Chin sore. Oh, my God.
When it comes down to bad games, Joel, that was...
Before I
had to do it for the 100th episode.
Exactly.
It wouldn't make sense if
you didn't. Thank you. And also, before I started it, Gabby said it was good, so.
I think I thought it was, and then I realised that we might need to rethink how we name our podcast names, episodes.
Or just not let Joel do it because he does it every week.
Yeah, true.
That'd be great. Hey, next week, big episode.
101!
Woo! And we might be talking to Steve Waugh.
Oh. Okay.
What do you mean?
We're talking to Steve Waugh!
Just want to drop that in. Next year to the show. Week. Thanks, everyone. 100 episodes.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
Stay Waugh.
Stay sporty.
Bye.
Bye.
Stay sporty. Not keep sporty. Stay sporty. Goodness me.
Yes, good evening and welcome to One Last Thing. My name is Mitch Byte. Hope you've had a great week. Sit down, take off your shoes. Let's do one last thing for the week together. Tonight on the show, going to be talking about the biggest news stories of the week. Look, it's big, it's financial. Sometimes it's boring, but luckily we have Murray Olds for the old mate take to walk us through the budget. No doubt people are counting their coins these days. Going to hear from our future correspondent, Tom Roachy Roach. He's somewhere in the future right now and will join us very soon and very emotionally. It's going to be the final edition of You Haven't Heard of Them. We've been basically exploiting Billy, our musical friend, for the last 17 weeks. We've finally raised the white flag and giving him his last hurrah, his final fake band of fake song. We're going to hear close to the end of the program. Going to stick a couple of tunes in your Friday evening, starting off with this one. You're on 2SER.
Find each other underneath the same sky. Last Thing and Tessier's very own Budget Tonight Show with me, Mitch Byde. And budget is the word we'll be talking about in the Old Mate Take, looking at the biggest story of the week. Hard to get around it. Now, good evening, Murray. How are you?
Yeah, Mitch, very good tonight. Thank you. Hope you're the same.
Yeah.
And a very big week for the Australian economy. It's humongous. I mean,
that's we have not seen,
this is earth-shattering stuff for Australia, for the Australian economy. Yeah. Obviously not the Lone Ranger. This is a budget completely shaped, completely dominated by coronavirus. The budget come down 5 months late because the government simply didn't know what to do. It was responding on the run, as governments around the world were. Mm. So 5 months late, we're all drowning in red ink. And sadly, young people will be paying this deficit off for decades to come via taxes and whatnot. I mean, it's the biggest ever deficit. That's what we will spend over and above what we earn.
Mm.
You're sitting down $214 billion. And that's thanks to many, you know, almost entirely to JobSeeker, JobKeeper stimulus that's rolled out since March. So I guess that's where we have to sort of start looking at the budget this week. Imposed on Australia, imposed on the government. For mine, the government's done a pretty bloody good job, I think, in terms of keeping people afloat, keeping businesses afloat. Obviously, it hasn't gone that well in Victoria. We've spoken about the incompetence down there. And you know, and you contrast that with the great way, I think, Gladys Berejiklian's done it up here.
Yeah.
But make no mistake, this is it's a huge, humongous financial burden for Australia.
So, yes, okay, I'm not really super financially minded. I'm sure you know that. You're still throwing some huge figures out there. I mean, how much realistically will this, how long will this take, I guess, to and it's still happening as we speak at the moment. How long will it take, I guess, for us to look in better shape? And, you know, I guess because for a long time we banged down about how important it was to get rid of the deficit, but now it's here to stay for decades, I imagine.
Well, look, it's impossible to say how long. The government can't put a timeline on it. I don't think anyone can. All the government will say is the sooner we get people back to work, the sooner we can start generating the income the country needs. You and I getting paid. People listening are getting paid in salaries and wages. We go and spend at the supermarket, putting petrol in the car, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And that starts that process. We need to get people working again. I mean, unemployment will peak, they say, at 8% by Christmas. That's a bullshit figure. 8% is way too low. I reckon you can say confidently it's just about double that. And you throw into that mix, I mean, the real figure is well north of 8%. Let's just say 10% of Australia has lost jobs or is working dramatically reduced hours.
Yeah.
1 in 10 of us who's working has lost a job. And I've never lost a job, Mitch. I mean, I'm 66 years old. I'm lucky. I've never lost a job.
Mm.
Many people listening tonight will have lost jobs. If they haven't, their husband or wife, their mum or dad, their children.
Someone in their family, for sure.
This is devastating. You lose your job, wow. What do you do? So credit to the government. They've been having your JobKeeper, JobSeeker is out there. But that's winding back. The budget is based on some assumptions that, you know, they're pretty bloody optimistic. For example, the budget assumes we're going to have a COVID vaccine by the end of 2022. Now, if that's the case, terrific. We've all got immunity. We're back to work going gangbusters. But that's not going to happen that way. You talk to any epidemiologist and they will say a vaccine, once one is developed, okay, fine. It's past basic safety checks and balances. Okay, will this give you immunity for 6 months? Will it give you immunity for 12 months?
Yeah.
And this is the gold standard. Will it confer a lifetime immunity? Because once you get to that point, all of a sudden, it's like polio, it's like the flu and whatnot. We have a means of controlling it. And that's the great big unknown. We don't know how long this bloody virus is going to be around for, killing people.
Yeah, I suppose so, calling it COVID-19, you know, it was around last year. Who says that there won't be a different version of COVID-20 or COVID-21? Like, we're assuming that this is a once in 100 years thing.
Who knows, buddy? Who knows? So we're assuming it's going to be a vaccine. We're assuming, again, this budget predicated on state borders opening in time for Christmas. Because guess what we do at Christmas? We all bugger off and have a holiday. And to the extent that we're having holidays now in New South Wales, for listeners here in New South Wales, if you're in Queensland, you're having a Queensland holiday, we are spending money. We are on the road generating income for restaurants and service stations and cafes and the myriad of businesses that make up our society. We're out there spending. All the figures about holidays in Orange, for example, holidays in the New South Wales South Coast, fantastic. But we need to get up to far north Queensland and support the dive shops up there.
Yeah.
And they need to come down here and support Bega. And it's only when we get that borders open they're going to generate that wealth. Mm. So that's another one. And we're assuming a very strong rebound in international tourism and at some point international students. So these are some of the assumptions that this budget's built on. So the figures are pretty dire, and the assumptions, as they say, economists say, are pretty heroic.
Okay. It is a giant document, and we thank you for your analysis, Muriel. The old may take a lot of numbers, some astronomical in trying to understand how they work. We thank you for the old may take this week.
Great pleasure, Mitch. Have a yarn next week, buddy. Have a wonderful week, and we'll talk again next Friday.
You are tuned to One Last Thing on a Friday evening with me, Mitch Byde. Hope you're doing very well. Let's do one last thing together. And one of the things we do is speak to our future correspondent, Tom Roche. Roche is broadcasting to us live somewhere in the future. Good evening, Roche. How are you?
G'day, Mitchy. I'm well, thanks, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm always, always very well. You're such a polite young man for always asking. Tell us, where in the future are you?
Well, Mitchy, I'm in the year 2076, and I think you're going to like this.
All right. That's a big promise. What can you tell? Can you tell us?
Well, Mitch, I reckon this report is going to be right up your alley. As your seven adoring fans would know, you are a big supporter of the high fashion industry. The Devil Wears Prada is one of your favourite films, as I'm sure you'll agree. And what you have to look forward to is the sequel. The COVID influence, The Devil Wears Pajamas. But anyway, Mitch, if it's not Vogue, Milan, or the Lowe's seasonal catalogue, we all know you love a fashion show. And Mitch, I am here in the year 2076 for the Sydney Fashion Week's annual fashion parade, sponsored by none other than Rudy Moody's Nudist Retreat, clothes discounted at 100%. Now, things move fast in the fashion world, Mitch, so be prepared to be surprised yet inspired by the outfits of today's men and women. Now, unfortunately, with radio being a visually impaired medium, I'm unable to share the visual spectacle that stands before me, but I can say that no amount of colour or texture or glitter or oil has been spared in this glorious parade. The heels are high, the makeup caked on, and the ladies and gents of the catwalk are prowling like designer felines. Mitch, we haven't seen form like this in decades. Not since the early 2030s have we seen such posture, pose, and pizzazz. The theme of this year's festival talks to our hypersexualized yet restrictively conservative society and the tension that plays between them. And boy, oh boy, have the designers captured that feeling. The pull and the put, the in and the out, the should we or shouldn't we, the let's do it with the lights off. It's all captured in this wonderful parade. Oh, and coming down the catwalk now, dressed in Pierre from Paris, is the fashion line the whole city has been talking about. He calls it sex at the funeral. Pierre from Paris describes this work as tasteful sin and grieving couture. It allows man and woman to appear modest while forgiving the release of their repressed sexual desires in a place where death can only be conquered by a good, solid route. And bravo. As the models come down the catwalk, we see women covered head to toe in all black dresses, but for slight holes around their breasts. Very tasteful in this age. And the men, oh, the men, Mitch, Here they are with nothing on but a suit jacket and condoms for socks. Truly, I can't see how fashion can improve from here. Mitch, back to you in the studio.
The year 2076, where fashion seems to have peaked. I mean, we've got a long way to go. Just one quick question I do have is that in a lot of futuristic movies and sci-fi and the like, is always jumpsuits. People always seem, fashion seems to be abandoned for coloured jumpsuits. Any jumpsuits on the runway you can see this evening?
Mitch, they've got it all wrong. Less is more in the future, mate. So throw the jumpsuit out and put a thong on.
It's that endless dance, I guess, of hypersexualization, but quite strong conservatism that I can see excites you so much. Have you done fashion journalism before? Because that was not your first time, I could tell.
No, I've been around the traps. I started with the Abbott campaign trail, and boy, was that a fashion.
Talk about hypersexualized. There you go. From the year 2076, I think it was in the Sydney Fashion Week, Mr. Tom Roche Roach, Pierre from Paris. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much, Mitch. Have a good weekend.
You are on One Last Thing at 2SER's very own Budget Tonight show with me, Mitch Byatt, and it is a bit of a sad point this time around because it's going to be the last installment of You Haven't Heard of Them, the segment where my musical friend Billy comes along, for every week for the last 16, 17 weeks or so since this crazy idea started. He's been coming in week in, week out, and producing a brand new song with a fake band and a fake song, and it is the end of the journey tonight. Billy, how are you feeling? How's the emotional state?
I'm all right, man. I'm just holding it together. You know, I've been listening to Time of Your Life by Green Day all day.
It's like my high school graduation all over again.
Yeah.
Okay, so you traversed the musical and genre world probably a few times in these last 17 weeks or so. I gave you a bit of a gift to you and to me for this final week. It was in the style of an adult film soundtrack, which, you know, you and I know from the 60s and 70s was where funk lived, basically.
Absolutely.
Just before we get into how your week's been, has it been any sort of standouts, any sort of favorites of things you've produced over the last couple of months?
Yeah, I was having a listen to some of them yesterday, actually, and I'd kind of forgotten some of those weeks. It was just a blur, really, but I really, you know, it's pretty wide ranging. I mean, I learned a few things. I think I learned that rapping is really hard. And I mean, I never thought it was easy, but it's a lot harder than I thought. I also learned that I have no time management. I mean, I already knew that, I guess, but my time, I have a week to do these, and it's like, it comes down to the last few hours, to be honest.
You know, I can tell because you messaged me on the day we're going to record that night, and you'll ask, what was the name of the song again? So clearly you've left yourself not a lot of time, but that's what we love about you, Billy, because in that time, you produce some magic.
That's where the magic happens. That's right. When I'm sweating and freaking out.
That's where great creativity lives.
That's right.
Okay. As I said, your last fake band was a special artist by the name of Jan Tooten, who for me personally is an alias I go by sometimes. And as I said, the style of music is adult film funk, and the name of the song was slipping into something more comfortable. How did you find this last piece of the puzzle for you over the last week or hour?
Yeah, a couple of hours. It was, I mean, you and I both love this kind of music. It is kind of, it feels funny calling it porn music because, you know, from the very little I know about pornography, I mean, no one really soundtracks them with this sort of stuff anymore. But
no,
I love it. I love making it. I love listening to it. It's great.
And when you say you love making it, you're talking about the music strictly only, right?
Of course. I mean, I don't know what else. What are you even talking about?
All right. Well, for the last time, I'm going to say this. Going to give it its worldwide debut, Jan Tooten's Slipping Into Something More Comfortable. Here it is on One Last Thing.
Shit.
Got a thundery bass. Wow, that was everything I hoped it would be and more. I mean, I know it's probably rude to say, but you can just imagine the kind of scene maybe that piece was scoring. I'm not sure. I want to know maybe this is a bit how the sausage is made. Did you make those little noises, Billy? Is that you?
I can't disclose that. No, actually, it's pretty funny because I've definitely ruined my YouTube algorithm because there was a playlist of just those kinds of sounds, and I mean, if you want to have a bit of a laugh, if you're having a shit day, just find this playlist and just read the comments underneath it.
There's not many things that YouTube comments can't fix, really. I think if you
do that. That's right.
Well, I mean, this is normally the part where I would say give you your next challenge, but I don't have another challenge, Billy, because the reason why we're ending this segment is because I've run out of fake band names. You've raised me and seen me for the last 17 weeks, so you know you have your life back. We should probably give you a plug because, as you've displayed over the last few weeks, you are a very talented musician. So if people want to use you, people want to hear what you do, where can they go, Billy?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I've got my website, so it's just Billy Van Wyk, VanWyk.com. And I'm going to put all of these tracks up there in the next week or so for your downloading pleasure. So check out the website.
And I'm sure you'll be popping up on One Last Thing soon. I think we've got big plans for this segment as well. We're going to go away and do fake bios, some fake photo shoots and stuff. So it's not the end. Just taking a brief recess. What are bands that go on hiatus?
That's right. Yeah, we're taking a break. I mean, you haven't heard the last of Daddy Long Dreads, that's for sure.
Well, Billy, thank you so much for this journey you've taken us on. I've certainly enjoyed it. I know people have said to me they've enjoyed it as well.
I've loved it. Take your
pick. You've got 17 songs to pick from there. And we'll catch you soon, Billy.
Thanks, man. See you later.
Free concert tickets, movies, music and more? Become a 2SER supporter. Head to 2SER.com/support and click the supporter button to sign up. Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
that's our program. Thanks for doing One Last Thing together. My name is Mitch Byatt. Thanks to Murray. Thanks to Tom Roach. Thanks to Billy. How emotional. Can't believe the service he's given us the last 17 weeks. What will be in his place next week? I'm not sure.